We're back with more of Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. As people reach their senior years, they can face some distinct challenges, things like how to downsize and move into smaller and sometimes assisted living arrangements. But that's obviously not the only issue people can face as they age. Healthcare is a huge concern, as is personal safety.
Some of these concerns can be exacerbated when financial security is an issue as well. The nonprofit Legal Action of Wisconsin provides free legal services to low-income people and to all Milwaukee County seniors over the age of 60, no matter their income. Matthew Hayes is the senior law director for the group, and he explained the role that Legal Action plays.
The agency really focuses on issues that the private bar does not help people with.
Like what?
Most of our services relate to things like public benefits. So people who are losing out on benefits that they should be getting, such as Medicaid, food stamps, issues like that. We also have attorneys that help people with family law matters where they cannot afford an attorney, oftentimes in cases of domestic abuse. We also help people with housing issues, which is a huge area that we work in. So people who are losing their housing, and oftentimes that housing is subsidized. And so if they lose their housing, not only are they out on the street, but they also are no longer eligible for affordable housing. And so those types of issues are really the heart of what Legal Action does.
Do you also represent people in court for things, or do you move that over to the private bar?
Our attorneys represent people in court. And so with things like housing cases, that's, you know, always going to be something where a court has to make a decision. With issues such as public benefits, oftentimes you have to go through an administrative court system before you get to the circuit court system. So our attorneys are representing people both in circuit court. You know, we represent all the way through to potentially the Supreme Court of the United States. And then we also represent people in the administrative arena where you're dealing with a state agency and a judge in that setting.
How do people come to you? How do you find your clients? Or how do your clients find you?
Well, oftentimes there's a lot of agencies that make referrals to us. And so agencies that work with lower income individuals will realize somebody has a problem and make a referral. Other cases, people will just have information about our agency because we've done a presentation in the community, or they pick up a brochure and they give us a call. And we oftentimes have a set time when we take new cases so people can walk into our office and meet with us. So there's a lot of different ways that people come to us. And so it's very important that people in the community know about us so that they can refer people to us directly.
Or if they need your services themselves.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Now, your specialty is senior law, and that is the main focus of our conversation this morning. What kinds of legal services do low-income seniors need that might be different from the rest of the population?
Well, one of the interesting parts of our senior law project is that our clients don't necessarily have to be lower income. So we can actually help anyone who's 60 and over as long as they live in Milwaukee County. Now, oftentimes the clients that we work with will have lower incomes because the law that created our program says that we have to work with the most vulnerable people is where our focus has to be. And so we're oftentimes working in areas, again, with public benefits, lots of health insurance types of issues, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, food stamps, those types of things. And then we also help people with housing issues, again, evictions and foreclosures. We help people who are dealing with consumer debt problems, so whether it's a credit card debt or medical debt. And we also have a program that works with people who are victims of elder abuse. And so the whole variety of different issues relating to elder abuse, we have an attorney who can represent people in that situation.
One of the things that we hear a lot about is seniors being taken advantage of on the telephone financially.
Yes.
Or not understanding what they're signing up for. Do you work with cases like that as well?
We do. So elder abuse is a broad area that includes a lot of financial exploitation, whether it be from somebody trying to commit a scam over the telephone, a family member taking money from somebody. There's a lot of financial exploitation and elder abuse. There's also, you know, physical abuse, harassment, and the types of things that we think of for just domestic abuse in general. But there are some different types of issues for older people. There's also issues relating to when a person has dementia, and people trying to control that individual's life in a way that may not be in their best interests. And so elder abuse includes a lot of different things, including financial scams.
What are the largest numbers, types of cases that you see in a year? Are they financial? Are they abuse cases?
The biggest volume that we have has usually been insurance related, so Medicare and Medicaid. Housing has really gotten bigger as well. So just people who are losing shelter in some way. And elder abuse in all its forms is very common too. So most of our work ultimately, volume-wise, is really related to the public benefits and insurance area. But all these other areas have expanded over time as well.
Yeah, the idea that housing has been such a problem, you know, I think that's a lot of older people's fears that they will be turned out.
Right. And that's a huge problem and a huge fear that people have a lot of anxiety about. And so one of the things that we can do is before you have a real problem, you can always call us because we can help you at least understand what your rights are. Because so often with housing cases, people just assume that they don't have rights and they assume that their landlord can do anything. And it's good for them to know that they have rights so that they can sleep at night. Because a lot of times people call us, they're so worried about what's happening, they're not sleeping, they're not eating, and they just need some reassurance that, you know, they have rights as well. And that's something we can do.
Well, Matthew, I want to thank you very much for stopping in and telling us about both legal action of Wisconsin and your specific part of it, which is senior law. I appreciate the work you do.
Thank you very much.
Matthew Hayes is Senior Law Director for the nonprofit Legal Action of Wisconsin in downtown Milwaukee. There's more information about the services they provide at WUWM.com. Our interview first aired in October.